Across the Plains in the Donner Party by Virginia Reed Murphy. I was a child when we started to California, yet I remember the journey well, and I have cause to remember it, as our little band of emigrants who drove out of Springfield, Illinois that spring morning of 1846 have since been known in history as the ill-fated Donner Party of martyr pioneers. My father, James F. Reed, was the originator of the party, and the Donner brothers, George and Jacob, who lived just a little way out of Springfield, decided to join him. All the previous winter we were preparing for the journey, and right here let me say that we suffered vastly more from fear of the Indians before starting than we did on the plains. At least this was my case. In the long winter evenings, Grandma Sarah Keyes used to tell me Indian stories. She had an aunt who had been taken prisoner by the savages in the early settlement of Virginia and Kentucky, and had remained a captive in their hands 5 years before she made her escape. I was fond of these stories, and evening after evening would go into Grandma's room, sitting with my back close against the wall so that no warrior could slip behind me with a tomahawk. I would coax her to tell me more about her aunt, and would sit listening to the recital of the fearful deeds of the savages, until it seemed to me that everything in the room, from the high old-fashioned bedposts down even to the shovel and tongs in the chimney corner, was transformed into the dusky tribe in paint and feathers, all ready for the war dance. So when I was told that we were going to California and would have to pass through a region peopled by Indians, you can imagine how I felt. Our wagons, or the Reed wagons, as they were called, were all made to order, and I can say without fear of contradiction.